for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, August the 30th, 1985. Labor Day weekend, teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, minister tonight, Lord God. Minister tonight, Lord God. Help us tonight, Lord God. We submit to you, Lord. We wait upon you, Lord. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Anoint us tonight and help us and strengthen us tonight, Lord. Amen. 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 You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would you turn with me tonight to Matthew, Matthew's Gospel? Let me thank God for Lake Hamilton. Amen. You know, there are those who would not like me to come here, but I like to come here because I believe in deliverance. And I believe in what's being preached and taught here in this place. Praise the Lord. I believe we need to be delivered and set free. How about you? Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm thankful that I'm here tonight with you, many of you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Glory to God. Turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 in the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. You know, we had a saying one time in Bible school, I didn't go through the book, but the book went through me. And how many know we need to get the Word of God in us? You know, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Amen? I mean, no, that's the rhema word he's talking about there, the spoken word. But in Matthew chapter 13, let's look at a scripture here. Now, Brother Pittman was in this today, and he didn't know what I was going to share on tonight, so I just want to touch on something here. The Lord gave me this a few days ago. But in Matthew 13, verse 1, the same day it says, went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him. Now we call this the parable of the sower, which it is. But how many know also we could call it maybe even the parable of the soil? How many know there is the soil, there's the sower, and there's the seed. Now there's nothing wrong with the sower because the sower is Jesus Christ. The seed is the Word of God. But the soil is you and me. Amen? And how many believe the Lord's working on us? The Lord's still working on us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, in this scripture that Brother Pittman went into today, you see four lifestyles. You see four attitudes, four kinds of people. And it's in every group, every church, every prayer group. You see these four types of people, don't you? Amen? But it says here, great multitudes were gathered together unto him. That's the soil. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 4. As the sower began to sow, it says, when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. How many know that the fowls or the birds fly where? In the air, don't they? I mean, no, but Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And it said that these fowls sought to devour that seed as it was sown. And Peter said that Satan is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may what? Devour. I mean, no, when the man child is coming to birth in Revelation 12, it says that the devil seeks to devour that man child. And how many know that Paul said, if you bite and devour one another, take heed lest you be consumed one of another. Amen? How many know the devil's a dirty bird? He's a buzzard too. Amen. So, brethren, we're dealing with the enemy, aren't we? Now, look down with me here in verse 18. I'm just going to deal with one of these because it's what I feel to go into. Verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sword. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom. Now, it's not any word, is it? It's the word of the kingdom. And what is the kingdom? It is righteousness, peace, and joy. Where? In the Holy Ghost. Amen? And how many know that Paul said that the kingdom is not in word. It's not in just what you say, but the kingdom is in power. Amen? How many know the Bible said Christ is the power of God? Jesus said you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen? And yet we know Paul said, as I said, the kingdom is power. Praise the Lord. Now, how many know it's not enough just to know these things? You've got to experience these things. Amen? Now, Christ in us is what? The hope of glory. Christ coming in you, there's a hope of glory. But how many know when you begin to move in Christ, you begin to experience that glory? That is the glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, it's one thing for Him to come in me and you, but it's another thing for us to begin to walk in Him. He comes in me to take me, project me into Him. Hallelujah. And we know that as Jesus comes in us, we can still see hang-ups and things in our life. But when you begin to walk in Him, you have a different lifestyle. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus is dealing with something. Now look at verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes who? The wicked one, that's the devil, and catches away that which was sown in his heart. You know, people say the devil can't get in your heart. I've heard them say that. But yet here, he steals it from their heart, doesn't he? Notice, this is he which receives seed by the wayside. Now, verse 20. But he that receives seed into stony places. Here's the one I want to come to. The same is he that heareth the word. Here's the word. What word? The word of the kingdom, right? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And he hears this word. And anon with joy he receives it. He grabs hold of it, doesn't he? He reaches out with joy and takes hold of it. Next verse. Yet hath he not root in himself. Where's the problem at? In him. In you, in me. He has not root in himself, but dureth or endureth for a while. Amen. Jesus said, he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. And we know salvation is for the whole man. Amen. But now notice, for when, not if. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of what? The word. By and by he is offended or he stumbles. Amen. Now, Jesus said here that when tribulation or persecution comes. Now, tribulation is that which is within. Persecution is that which is without. I may believe that the word of the kingdom of God will bring tribulation and persecution. You believe that? Oh, yes. I said it'll bring it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at the next verse just a second. And we're going to come right back to where I'm at here. Look in verses, 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, the care of this world, deceitfulness of riches, do what? Choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now, I heard a man say this one time, and it blessed me. He said, here we have high potential. Hear me now. But not wholehearted. I mean, believe there are things we can hold back from God. We can say He's Lord, but yet there are things in us that we'll hold back and we know He's not Lord. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And that which we hold back means that we haven't crucified that part of our life. How many believe that there's no honorary positions in the kingdom? You've got to press into it. You've got to lay hold of it. You got to go after it with all your heart. Amen? With all your soul, with all your being. Amen? Now, Jesus said here, back up in our verse now, verse 21. He said that when tribulation or persecution arises, and he said it's going to arise because of one reason, because of the Word. Now, some of you tonight may be experiencing tribulation and persecution. And if you're going on with God, you are. Amen? And sometimes there's no quick solution to get out of it, is it? Hallelujah. Sometimes it's for a period of time, isn't it? How many believe that when God gives you a promise, most of the time there's a problem, or I call it the fog of confusion, facing you in your life, and you've got to have faith and patience to come through that, to come in to what God has said to you, or to partake of what God said to you. We won't go into that right now, but turn to 2 Timothy 1:8 just a minute. 2 Timothy 1:8. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:8. Paul said to Timothy, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." Now I'll show you later that having his testimony will get you in trouble. "Nor of me," Paul said, "his prisoner." Do you know there's some brethren that do not want to be identified with other brethren? Because of the reproach it brings on them. Hallelujah. He said, "Don't be ashamed of me, Paul, the jailbird, the prisoner. But be thou partaker or a partner of the afflictions of the gospel." What gospel are we talking about? We're talking about the gospel of the kingdom, aren't we? According to the power of God. So here he's saying to Timothy, you're to be a partner or a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. So the gospel will do something. It will bring affliction your way. Hallelujah. Don't shout me down now. Amen. It's the truth, isn't it? It's the truth. Now turn to 1 Thessalonians. Oh, glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 3. 1 Thessalonians 3. Verse 3. The scripture says, now what's the scripture? Paul said it here to this church, 1 Thessalonians 3:3, that no man should be moved. But how many know many times we are moved? We're moved the wrong way so many times when trouble comes. How many's ever been moved? How many's ever been removed? Amen. Well, a lot of people are looking to be removed, but I don't think it's going to be the way they think. That no man should be moved by these afflictions. But yet, brethren, many times we are moved. But how many know we're not the only duck in the puddle that's faced affliction? Amen. "For yourselves know something." You have knowledge of something, he told this church. "That we are appointed thereunto." We have an appointment tonight, today, and that is appointment with afflictions. But we don't have to be sad because the scripture says the Lord will deliver us out of all of them. But he said we'll be in them and we'll partake of them. Yet we know he will deliver us. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, Paul said not to be moved. Now turn to Acts 20. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20, 22. Paul here ministering and speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus in verse 22 says, "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem." Now, you know there are those who teach that Paul missed God going to Jerusalem, but I don't believe he missed him at all. I believe he was smack dab in the will of God. But he says here to us in this scripture that he goes bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me or happen to me there. Save that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, witnesses in every city. You want to be an apostle? And just watch what happens here. Of course, not everybody's Paul. But how many new apostles go through things too? Say that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Paul said, that is what is waiting on me. The Holy Ghost is saying that when I go to Jerusalem, as well as other places. But none of these things move me. Now, to say that, you've got to have a vision of Jesus. You've got to have something on the inside of you that says, keep on going, Paul, regardless of what comes your way. You can't do that in your own strength, can you? Hallelujah. But Paul was not moved. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's praise the Lord just a second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lamb of God. Praise you, Lamb of God. Praise you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Those who are having problems in your arm, I want you to stand where you are right now. Have some problems there, going to sleep, hurting, whatever it may be, stand right now. Reach your hands out to these people. Would you do that? Right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, we come against that condition in their body right now. We break the power of that thing over their body. And in the Lord Jesus' name, we ask you to heal them, Lord, and deliver them, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal them tonight, Lord, and deliver them. We speak it in your name, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Somebody say amen. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah. So we see Paul is saying that he was not moved by that which was coming his way. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 24 again. None of these things move me, neither count I my soul dear unto myself. Well, what is our soul? It's our mind, our will, emotions, and desire. Hallelujah. Paul said, neither can I my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course, amen, with joy, and the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus. So Paul was not moved by those afflictions. And yet many times we are. Amen? Now, turn with me to another scripture. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Now, you know, people say, believe that church will be caught up before, you know, trouble's coming. But let me tell you, this church was born in trouble. And you can't read 1 and 2 Thessalonians without seeing they were in tribulations and afflictions. And of course, the very church that Paul talked so much about the coming of the Lord on. And yet this church was born in tribulation, and yet they had tribulation. Now look in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 4. He said, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience. And how does patience come? Through some tribulation, doesn't it? And faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. All right? Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you, church, may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Amen? And those that live godly where? In Christ Jesus. Shall what? Suffer what? Persecution. And yet he says to this church, brethren, that they were counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which they suffer. Praise the Lord. So when you're reading the kingdom, you better start thinking of tribulation and persecution, because they come, don't they? Amen? Now turn over to Matthew 5 a minute. How many's ever studied on the Beatitudes? Let me give you three R's on the Beatitudes. Would you like to have them? Number one, receive the nature of the Lord Jesus. Number two, release the nature of the Lord Jesus. And number three, results is persecution. A clash between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Can you say amen? Now look here in Matthew 5. In Matthew 5, notice in verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And how many know that tonight, brethren, He is our righteousness? Can you say amen to that? Praise the Lord. I wrote something down here. Righteousness means to stand in the presence of God without sin or condemnation or feeling in fear of any measure. It is right standing because of His blood. Amen? It is uncompromising righteousness. It is God's holy nature in you and in me. But righteousness is Jesus. Now turn over. I'm coming back here. Turn over to Isaiah 51 a minute. How long can we go tonight? For a little while longer, can we? Okay. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 51. Look at Isaiah now. 51. The first word is hearken. Hear. Listen. Yeah, pay attention. I appreciate a word from our sister back here today. The Lord, she said the Lord's going to wash your ears out. I need a good washing. I mean, no, we all do. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Now notice He's not talking about those who serve the devil and live for the devil. He's talking about those who follow after righteousness. He said, hear, hearken, listen. You that follow the kingdom, you that follow Jesus, listen. Amen. Ye that seek the Lord. We're talking about a people that have an intimacy with Jesus, a relationship, a fellowship, a union with Him. God's saying, hear, hearken, listen, okay? Then He said, look to the rock. Well, we know the rock is Christ. And we know 1 Corinthians 10 says He's the rock that followed them was Christ. Amen? Look to the rock. Look to the anointed one. Well, how many know the Holy Ghost wants to speak to you more than probably you desire Him to speak? Huh? But He wants you to have an open ear, doesn't He? Who's He talking to? Those who follow Jesus. Those who follow righteousness. Amen? Verse 2. Look. First of all, look to the rock. Secondly, look unto Abraham. Not Abram. Abraham, the one that had a changed nature, right? Your father. Well, who's Abraham? Abraham, the father of faith. And we know the scripture says we're to follow in the steps of our father Abraham. Without faith, we cannot please God, can we? He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not to him, it is what? Sin. Sin. But we cannot please God without faith. God is not the author of confusion, is He? But He is the author of your faith. If we're living in confusion, we're in sin. Somebody say amen. But if we're living in faith, we're pleasing our Father. Hallelujah. Now, Abraham, this man of God. But how many know that God required something of Abraham? There's seven separations in this man's life. Hallelujah. Well, turn to Genesis now. We've got some more fingers we've got to keep up with. Turn to Genesis 12. I want to show you something here from the Scriptures. Genesis 12. Verse 1, the Lord said to Abram, notice here it's Abram, get thee out of thy country. What if God come to you and said, leave America? Don't ever come back. I don't, that'd be hard, wouldn't it? Oh, boy. Leave your country and from thy kindred. He said, get away from your kinfolks, too. He had a little problem there. He took a couple with him. And from your father's house to the land that I will show thee. Now, how would you like to go out not knowing where you're going, and yet God's leading you by faith? And yet when he got in the promised land, he was still seeing higher, wasn't he? He was seeing a city without foundations, wasn't he? Or has foundations, excuse me. Whose builder and maker is God. Now, verse 2. Look what God said here now. I will make of thee what a great nation. Now, there's a lot here we could go into, but we won't go into very much. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all of the families be blessed. Now, first of all, there was what? The separation. God said, separate from your country and from your kindred, didn't he? Then, when the separation came, God brought a revelation of what he was going to do of this man. He was going to make him great, amen, and bless him and so forth. Now, look down in verse 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he what? An altar. Place of separation, dedication, and worship and so forth. Okay, he said, there he built an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel. Now, what's Bethel? Bethel means the house of God. And pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. Now, Ai means a heap of ruins. How many know when you look back, that's what's in your life and my life? And yet he's traveling from east to west. Go west, young man, go west. Isn't so bad, is it? Because if you study the scripture, when you go into the tabernacle, you are traveling from east to west as you were going towards the Holy of Holies. Amen? Now, what am I saying here? Of course, he built this altar on the Lord. First of all, there's separation. And a separation brings revelation. And with separation and revelation, you've got to have worship to stay balanced. I mean, when God begins to pour out revelation upon your life, you've got to get on your knees before God and stay humble. And worship your God. Amen? God said to me one time, the greater the separation will bring the greatest revelation, but you'll have to have the greatest worship in your life as well. Amen? So let's go back now. Let's go back now to Isaiah. He's saying, look to the rock, that's the Christ, the anointed one, the one that's going to speak to us. And then he said, look to Abraham, the man of faith. Amen. The one who separated themselves, the one who had revelation, yet the one who worshiped. Praise God. Now look in verse 2. He also spoke of Sarah. How many know Sarah was a barren woman in Scripture? We mentioned that last night. 7 barren women. How many know her and Abraham received their child after many years, the son of promise? How many know that was a supernatural birth for 2 old people to have a son? Well, how many know that our birth is supernatural? I mean, we brought forth Ishmael too long. It's time to bring forth Isaac, isn't it? And I want to tell you something. Isaac's on his way. The man-child people. Hallelujah. God is raising up. Now, look in verse 3. For the Lord, of Isaiah 51, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. Remember what we said last night? Israel, outer court. Jerusalem, what? Holy place, Zion, holy of hope. Now, he's saying here, God is going to comfort the Zion people. And notice he said, he shall comfort Zion. You have a comforter in you tonight, don't you? The Holy Spirit. And notice he will comfort all her waste places. You say, what's her waste places? I believe it's in her soul and in her body because we're not yet complete. Amen? I mean, there's a full salvation coming to the people of God. And God said he will make her wilderness like Eden. And how many know that Eden, there was something there. It was a walk life. God walked and talked with Adam, didn't he? A union, a communion, a fellowship, an intimacy. And God said, I'm going to make her wilderness like the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. You may be in a wilderness tonight, but God wants to make that the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. And what's in this garden? Notice. Well, first of all, it says, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. And brethren, we are that garden tonight. How many has ever studied the Song of Solomon? We are the garden tonight. We're His garden. Let me put it that way. And the Scripture says He comes down into the garden of nuts. Song of Solomon, chapter 6. You ever read that? Amen. All right, good. But here it says that He will make her wilderness like Eden, and notice, and this garden of the Lord will have joy and gladness, not tomatoes and radishes. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Hallelujah. Anybody want a garden like that? That's kingdom living, isn't it? That's the kingdom coming in you. That's the comforter comforting you. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 4 again, notice what he says. Hearken, or listen unto me, my people. Amen. Those that are seeking righteousness and those that are following righteousness. O my nation, and that's the holy nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a lot of the people. Now, verse 7. Hearken to me, ye that what? Know righteousness. Now notice, you that know Jesus, because He is our righteousness. Notice again. Hearken, listen, hear. You that know Jesus, you that know kingdom living, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. And God said, I'm going to write my laws in their hearts and in their minds. Amen? And they'll know me from the greatest to the least. Praise the Lord. So God is doing something in us tonight. Now turn back to Matthew 5. Maybe you thought I forgot this. I would have if the Lord hadn't reminded me of it. Matthew 5. Now notice what the Scripture says in verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, or for Jesus' sake, or the kingdom's sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now people make a distinction between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. But there is no distinction. The kingdom of God is who's over it, and the kingdom of heaven is where it's at. It's in the Spirit. Now, the kingdom is with the Lord. The kingdom's in you, and yet He's bringing His kingdom out there, isn't He? He's going to. Amen? Next verse. Praise the Lord. Well, no, let's go back to Daniel. Let's go to Daniel 7. Bless the Lord. Daniel chapter 7. How many love the book of Daniel? Isn't it a wonderful book? But how many know when you read the book of Daniel, as well as the book of Revelation, and of course other scriptures, you see there's going to be a great warfare against the church in the end time. Of course, it's all been down through the ages, but it's going to intensify, isn't it? But how many know God's putting more power in His people? Now in Daniel 7, we're going to need it, aren't we? In Daniel 7:21, notice the scriptures. Daniel said, I beheld and the same horn. And this horn, of course, is the little horn that he saw, this man of sin arising. He said, I beheld and the same horn made war with the saints. Now, most probably in this room, most of us have been taught that the saints would be gone. At least I was, until God showed me that wasn't the truth. In my life. Hallelujah. It says here that this horn will make war with the saints. How many saints tonight? How many know what it means to be a holy one? To be a holy one, you've got to be holy. And you've got to have the Holy One in you. And notice it says here, this horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Now, turn to Revelation. We're coming back here. Turn to Revelation 13 just a second. We're not giving any credit to the devil, but I want to show you there's a people that's going to come under pressure. Revelation 13 says in verse 5, And there was given unto him, this beast, a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power or authority was given unto him to continue. How long? Now, we've always been told the tribulation is 7 years, but there's seven scriptures I can give you where it's 3.5 years. The real tribulation is 3.5 years. How many know tribulation will lead up to the great tribulation? Now, that might be for many years. I mean, we're tonight, many of us are in tribulation if we're going on for God. But notice, how many know that Jesus took 3.5 years of ministry? Huh? And how many know the sons of God that he's raising up will have a ministry of 3.5 years? And that's 7 years, isn't it? But the real ministry will be 3.5 years at the end of this age in the sons of God. Now, he says here, he opened his mouth in blasphemy against who? God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle. Okay, verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with who? The saints, and to overcome them. Now hear this. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Now that's what your Bible says. Now back to Daniel. But let's just don't stop on the negative. Turn back to Daniel. Chapter 7. Praise the Lord. Now it's Daniel said in verse 21 that the horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until. I mean, no, that's a time word. Until what? The Ancient of Days came. Now, I don't know how you interpret that, but this is the way I said, until Jesus comes in a people. And how many know he must come in us tonight if we're going to stand? Notice, and judgment was given to the same saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. How many read that scripture and not see defeatism? How many can see victory there? But in order to possess the kingdom, there's going to be some pressure, isn't there? There's going to be a warfare. Amen? Now, look in verse 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings. Okay, verse 25. He shall speak great words against the Most High, exactly what Revelation says, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Let's stop there just a minute. That word wear out means to wear them out mentally in their minds. Where's the battle today? It's in the mind. But it also means to wear them out to the full or to afflict them. Okay? To wear out the saints of the Most High. And they, now look at this, well, let's see. And think to change times and laws. How many know there are set things that are set down in God's program that you cannot change? Now, this one would like to change it because a lot of those things will affect him. But he has not the power to do that. Amen? And they, look at this, the saints, shall be given into his hand until, how long? A time, times, dividing of time. That's 3.5 years if you really understand. Time is year, times 2 years, dividing of time, half a year. Verse 26, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion. Now, who's they? It's the same saints. They'll take away his dominion to consume and destroy it to the end. So who's going to get the victory and who's going to win? The saints. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Can you say amen? Turn to Revelation chapter 15. Praise you, Jesus. How many believe we got overcome? Revelation 15, verse 1. I saw another sign, wonder, or miracle where? In heaven. Great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Brethren, the wrath of God is going to be terrible for those who come under it. How many know the wrath of God is going to come on the wicked? God has not appointed us for wrath. Now, we'll be attacked by the enemy, but God's wrath is going to come on the wicked. How many know there's a difference in being attacked from Satan, you see, and coming under the wrath of God? Verse 2. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. Fire speaks of trouble, doesn't it? Tribulation. All right? And them that had gotten the victory. And the word victory is a word for overcomer. Those that had overcome, notice, had gotten the victory over what? The beast, his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Now, what does it mean to overcome? It means you come over something. And what do we overcome? The world, the flesh, and the devil. And we only overcome as we allow the overcomer to come in us. But here's a people that will overcome the beast system. That means had been here while it's in, while it was going on. How many believe the beast is yet coming? How many know we all already see the marks of it out there right now? You see six everywhere. You see the number man everywhere, don't you, already? And how many know you can't get to seven unless you go through six? And I thank God for it, brother, because we get this thing over with. Jesus is coming back. I say we, it's him and us. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, what are we saying tonight? We're saying, brethren, tribulation. Now, turn to chapter 1 of Revelation. Revelation. I said a while ago, if you have the testimony of Jesus, he will bring tribulation your way. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. John said, I, John, also, who also am your brother, and what? Companion where? In tribulation, my margin says trouble. And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that is called Patmos. Why was he there? For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now here's an apostle exiled to this island. And yet what happens? He receives this great revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many know this revelation came from the Father to the Son? From the Son to the angel, which is a prophet. You know that? Well, it's the last part of Revelation tells you that. And from the angel it came to John, from John to the church. But John said he was on the island because of the word of the Lord and the testimony. Amen? Thank God. And then he was in the Spirit, of course, on the Lord's day. Now, how many know that Jesus came? He was the true revelation. He was the revelation. We know it cost him his life for you and I. He laid his life down for us. And yet then there's Paul. Paul said because of the visions, the abundance of the visions and revelations of the Lord, there was given to me a thorn where? In the flesh, the messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me. And like Brother Pittman said, I believe that he was buffeted every day. Amen? But how many know Paul sought Jesus three times? To take it away. And the Lord said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. And by the grace of God, Paul was to overcome that thorn. Now, we never have a record, it was never recorded that God ever took it away. I don't know whether he did or not. But God was saying to him that by my grace, you'll be able to overcome. Amen. Now turn to 1 Peter 1. I want to give you a scripture here. Peter says something like Paul said. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Peter 1, 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. We need a girded mind, don't we? Be sober and hope to the end. To the end. I mean, we're coming to the end. For the grace that is to be brought unto you, church, when? At the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, how many know that that revelation is first in you and in me? Huh? As well as his appearing. Now, if Paul had abundance of visions and revelations of the Lord, and he had a thorn, and if there's a people of the end that's going to have the revelation of Jesus, don't think they're going to escape their tribulation either. It's going to take the grace to bring that revelation, and it's going to take the grace of God to stand when the thorn comes. Amen? Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, let me give you another scripture. Turn with me to the book of Revelation again. Acts 14. Let's go there first. We're not glorifying tribulation tonight, but we need to be alerted about it. One woman got so mad one time at me, she said, "That's all you can preach." How many know you can't preach it unless you go through it? You start going through it, you start preaching it. Isn't that right, Brother Pittman? In Acts 14, look at this scripture with me. Acts 14, verse 22, brethren. Paul said, "Confirming the soul of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith." How many know we need to be exhorted to stand in the faith of Jesus? "And that we, brethren," now here's Paul, an apostle, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, a man of God, been preaching for many years here, and yet he says that we must. Now, Brother Pittman said today, you must be born again. Right? Same word right here. Paul said, we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. What's he saying? In order to enter into the fullness of that kingdom, the fullness of Jesus, you will have tribulation or affliction. Any sign painted or posted that says there's an easier way, you just better not listen to it. Follow it. Amen? Because if you're going to enter the kingdom, you're going to have tribulation. Now, Paul said these words after he had been stoned. How many know if anybody had been stoned, you'd be preaching tribulation? Amen? If you had any sense, you would. You ever see one of these little dummies that you'd hit, you know, and they go down and come right back up? Used to sell them in the TG&Y store. Well, Paul wasn't a dummy, but he got knocked down, but he stood right back up. Amen. When the brethren stood around him, and he come preaching the tribulation. We enter the kingdom by much tribulation. Amen? So it's going to take the grace of God. Now turn to Revelation 7. A couple more things here. Revelation 7. Praise the Lord. Revelation 7. Look in verse 13. "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me," now, you know, there were 24 elders that John saw around the throne, didn't he? He said, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" Where did they come from? Who are these guys? "And I said to him," this is the elder speaking to John, "Sir, thou knowest." He said, "You're asking me, you know." "And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation." Now, you can't come out of something unless you've been in it. You can't leave this building unless you've been in it. And yet John says here, the scripture says here rather, that they came out of great tribulation, or the tribulation the great, or the great affliction. How many know tribulation is also pressure? "And have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Brother Miller gave us one of those scriptures tonight. Now, if you wash a white robe in blood, it's going to come out red, isn't it? In the natural. But it says these robes were washed, amen? But they were made white in the blood of the Lamb. All the spots, all the wrinkles were taken out. How many know he's working on us tonight? Things he used to could do, you can't do any longer, can you? "Therefore, are they before the throne of God." Now, people think you have to die to be before the throne of God. Some people do. But you'll notice it says they were before the throne of God and serve him when? Day and where's night at? No night in heaven. There's night right here. They serve him day and night. We're in his temple. And who's the temple? We are the temple of the living God, aren't we? serve him in his temple, and he, the Lord, shall that sitteth on the throne, shall dwell among them. That's in you, that's in me. Hallelujah. How many know his throne is in the midst of us tonight, brother? Praise God. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Notice, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Now, where did they come out of? Great affliction, great tribulation. How many know that's heat? That's fire. And yet God said there's not going to be any more sun or heat on them. What does that mean? That means they come through their tribulation. They had been purged. They'd come through their fire. Amen? And notice, it said, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall shepherd them or feed them and shall lead them into living fountains of waters. And that's not water fountains. That's the body of Christ, because in you is a fountain flowing from him. And he'll lead me to you who is a fountain and you to me, and we'll partake of each other. Amen? Hallelujah. We'll water each other. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. So there is tribulation coming for many of God's people. Now, how many know that sometimes God has a problem with us getting us going where he wants? How many know that in the book of Acts, chapter 8, the church was still in Jerusalem, and that God sent, allowed a great persecution to come against the church. Remember that? And men and women went out preaching the gospel from Jerusalem. And Philip, of course, came down to Samaria and began to preach the kingdom of God. So however you look at it, whether it gets you in tribulation before you preach it or when you preach it, you'll be in tribulation. Amen? But the one in you will cause you to press through. I want to give you one other scripture. One other scripture. Two scriptures. 105, Psalms 105. I've got to give you two scriptures and I'm done. I don't want to be too lengthy. But sometimes I am. Psalms 105, 19. I found this out. Singers like to sing and preachers like to preach. Boy. Psalms 105, 19. Well, let's look at verse 17. It says, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. I mean, you know, I remember that Joseph didn't blame anybody, but he recognized the dealing to God. In one place he said, you didn't send me down here, he told his brethren, but he said, God did. Another place he said, I'm in the place of God. There are the dealings of God, brethren, that come our way. Amen? We need to know that apart from what the enemy's doing. Amen? Because we know he comes against us too. Now turn with me the last scripture in Acts chapter 28. This is the last scripture I'm going to give you. Acts 28. And then I'm going to just say something. I'm going to comment here on something, and then we're done. Acts 28. And when they were escaped, this is those that was on the ship with Paul. The ship had been torn apart, and by the worthy angel, he told them what to do, and they did what he said, and they all got to land safe. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And I think the word Melita means honey. Something sweet. Well, if you've just been in a shipwreck, it's not too sweet. Paul had been in several of those shipwrecks, Brother Pittman. He'd been stoned a few times also. Verse 2. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire. They're going to help him out. And received us everyone because of what? Now, the present rain was a natural rain. But how many know that the present rain can be even Holy Ghost rain in the Spirit? Amen. How many know there was a visitation on this island by the Holy Ghost? People got healed. And because of the cold. Now, Jesus said, pray that your flight be not in the winner. The little woman in the last of Proverbs, who's the type of the church, was not afraid of the snow. She's not afraid of the tribulation. And here's a time of tribulation. It's in the time of cold, which in the natural was cold. Verse 3, and when Paul, now who's Paul? He's an apostle, isn't he? When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, I mean, know that wood speaks of humanity. You ever studied the tabernacle? There were 48 boards in that tabernacle, wasn't there? I mean, know that. Six times what? Eight? Is that 48? Amen. That's God's one new man. The board speaks of the body of Christ if you don't know it. And those boards were all the same height. They had to be cut out and stripped and everything. And then they were covered with gold. You remember that? You can see the beauty of those boards or that gold from the candlestick that shone upon them. But you couldn't see it from the outside, could you? You had to come on in. How many know the priest was in the holy place? No, and of course, once a year, the high priest. But you could only see the beauty of those boards under the light of the candlestick, which means you had to come in. Now, how many know also that those boards were carried by the priest? And they had nothing to say about where they were going. You're a board tonight. You're part of the body. And how many know we need to be directed by the Holy Ghost? Amen. There are times we want to go where we want to go. There are places I went to preach that I didn't want to go and preach in those places. But we must be carried, borne along by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And how many know there was a mediator who placed those boards in his position? His name was Moses. We have a mediator tonight, the Lord Jesus, is placing us if we listen to him. Amen? And those boards set in two sockets of tenons are actually hands, which speaks of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it speaks of the foundational ministry, which is the apostolic and prophetic prophet's ministry. And how many know, long enough we've heard a lot about the pastor, but we've never heard very much about the apostles and prophets. How many know we need apostles and prophets in God? I don't mean just one prophet or one apostle or just one shepherd. How many know we need all of them? Amen? Now, why did I say all that? I'm saying to you, brethren, we are a tie. Those boards are a tie for the body. Now, if you were one of those boards on one side, you couldn't say, well, bless God, I don't like it here. I'm going over to the west side. Can you hear me? How many know today, if you get mad, you can go down the street and go to church somewhere else? Back in Bible days, you couldn't do that unless you traveled for miles and miles and miles. Okay? Well, anyway, Paul, the Bible here says, when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there's an apostolic ministry that will put you in the fire. And they'll lay you in there. They won't just throw you in there. I mean, they'll lay you in it. Amen? There's an order, isn't there? And notice here it says, and laid them on the fire, and there came out a viper out of what? The heat. How many know that when you get in the heat, the viper's coming out? Hallelujah. It's coming out of you and me. There's a viper, there's a beast in us. Now we know there's a beast coming out there, but there's a beast in us, that old nature. Isn't that right? And when the ministry comes along and puts you in the fire, that beast will come out every time. Now let's see what we do here. It says this viper came out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Now he didn't just bite Paul. I mean, he took hold of it. The viper is out to destroy the ministry. What's the hand? The apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. Can you hear that? Fivefold ministry. And when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, and that word beast is that same word, of course it's a snake, but it's the same word in Revelation 13 where it says the beast come out of the sea. You remember that? There's a beast in the sea tonight. It's the same word where Jesus overcome the devil and he was with the wild beast. Paul said, I fought with a beast at Ephesus. Remember that? And yet there's a beast in us. And so here comes apostolic ministry, putting the sticks on the fire. The beast comes out, latches onto the hand, and notice the scripture says here, they saw this beast hang onto his hand and said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. Hallelujah. Whom though he had... How many know Satan hates the apostolic man? Whom he have... Notice. Whom though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and fell no harm. So when the beast attacks, throw him back in the fire. And let the fire consume him. Now turn... I got to give you one more scripture. Forgive me. 2 Thessalonians 1. I got to give you this with that. I believe this is going to happen literally, but also see it in a spiritual realm too. How many know scriptures have at least three meanings many times? A natural, spiritual, and fullness. But in 2 Thessalonians 2, he's talking about the beast, the man of sin. In verse 9, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be what? Revealed, that's an uncovering, whom the Lord shall consume with the what? Spirit of his mouth. I mean, when God speaks, breath comes out of his mouth. And shall destroy with the brightness of his parousia. And the word parousia means present. And we know that presence is coming in you as well as out there when Jesus comes. Amen? Hallelujah. And it says that he will destroy with the brightness of his coming. So when that beast begins to attack, throw him back in the fire, let him be consumed. Amen. The Bible said we got to put off the old man and put on the new man. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Just stand there just a minute. I'm not through yet. Hang on. How many believe the greater the revelation of the word 30, 60, or 100-fold, the greater the tribulation or persecution will come your way? Can you hear that? A great word that's given to you will bring great tribulation within and great persecution without. Now, how many of us tonight say this, Lord, show me your word. Lord, reveal your word to me. Lord, open up your word in new dimensions that I've never seen before. You ever do that? Then what you're praying and what I am praying is for tribulation and persecution to come. And I'm telling you tonight, brethren, there is a word in a people that's arising that's going to bring great tribulation. How many know that Noah's presence and the obedience of Noah brought the flood? Because he was obedient and did what God said. Moses in the days of Egypt, by the word of his mouth, brought tribulation on the Egyptians, didn't he? And in Revelation chapter 11, there's two witnesses, which I do not believe they're two men, but it's a company of God's soldiers and army. And when they speak, they're going to bring the judgment of God upon the nation. A people that love God, a people that's been purged by God, but yet when they speak, things will happen. And yes, we're going to come under the attack of the enemy by great tribulation. But there's also a people going to bring tribulation by the word that they have from God. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Let's praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father, tonight. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I want my brother from Virginia to come again. I want to minister to you tonight. Sometimes I walk with this, but tonight I may call some of you up if the Lord directs. Reach your hands out to my brother. Will you do that? Hallelujah. My son, I've said unto thee in my word, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For truly the Lord shall renew thy mind, the Lord shall renew thy soul. And yea, even though David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So fear not, my son, I am with thee this night, and that the work I'm doing in you is the work of my spirit, it is the work of my son, and that which I've begun I shall finish. I've seen the faithfulness of your heart, and the Lord shall reward thee openly. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Praise him tonight. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I want this black brother right here. Would you come, sir? Yes, sir. Praise Hallelujah. God. Keep your mind on the Lord now. Stay in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Reach your hands out to him. Amen. Amen. My son, know that I'm with thee. Know that the Lord God is raising thee up in this hour. Yea, for a mighty work, for his hand is upon thee. His hand is over thee, and the calling within thee is of me, saith the Lord. I've called thee, and I've chosen thee. Now I say, be thou faithful, even unto death, and the Lord shall give thee a crown of righteousness. For yea, I declare, and I say, there are things that I require of thee. And as thou art obedient, know that thou shalt see the glory of God. Thou shalt see the glory on the left and on the right. And yea, I say, fear not those things round about thee. Fear not those things of men, for I, the Lord, do watch over thee. My eye is over thee. My ear is open to thy cry, and my angels are round about thee because you fear me. So fear not and know that I'm with thee, and that what I say thou shalt declare, and I shall bless thee for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Praise the Lord. Would you come? Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord shall touch your ears. The Lord shall touch your hearing. Yea, the Lord shall touch thee, my son. Know that this night there shall be... Oh, hallelujah. There shall be a new hearing, for the Lord has spoken it, he has declared it, and thou shalt hear new sayings and truth that your heart has desired. So look up and not down, expect it. It shall be done, for I've called you to be the head and not the tail. I've called you to be above and not beneath. Yea, I bless thee and I will bless thee, saith the Lord. Amen. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to come. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. In the white skirt. Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to my sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, amen. Yes, that's right. I will give thee a keenness in the spirit, especially where witchcraft is. Thou shalt have discernment and a keenness in this realm, saith the Lord. So be not troubled, but know that those things which thou hast been through has been for a purpose, and I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I shall bring that discernment in this realm, and thou shalt see and know what the Lord doth say, for keen discernment cometh unto thee, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I want the sister that ministered to me today from Boston, Texas. Boy, there's a lot of Texans here tonight. Hallelujah. I believe God's going to open some doors in Texas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all of us that's ministering. Praise the Lord. Reach your hands out to her. Would you do that, please? Yes, amen. 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 Your heart has pondered many things, as Mary did of old. And I've said things unto thee that's of my spirit. But I say also, be not discouraged, but be lifted up in the Lord. Yea, for as John was caught up in the spirit and saw things in the spirit, thou shalt experience that. Thou shalt experience that realm in the spirit. For know that the mighty hand of the Lord is upon thee. and know that his presence does go before thee, and know thou art not to be afraid nor fearful, for yea, man cannot harm thee. My presence and power is in thee and over thee, and I do overshadow thee, and I do deliver thee, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want that sister right there in the white blouse. Yes, yeah, you. That's it. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. Come, no, she's coming. She's coming. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to her. Will you do that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan, you cannot have this ministry. You cannot have this ministry. Everybody pray in the Spirit a minute with me. We listen. She's a servant of the Lord. He loves Sonda Bekira Basanda Bahaya. Rabba Korobasaya Bosinda Bekia. O Rabasida Bakandaya. Know this night the Lord has touched thy hands. And know that the gift of healing is within thy hands, saith the Lord. Doubt not, fear not, for that, yeah, I put it there, use it for my glory, and thou shalt see others delivered, saith the Lord, by my power and by my spirit. Now, Lord, we set her free, we break the chains off of her, and we loose her in this ministry, God, you've given her, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let's fall down the set. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to have the deliverance tomorrow afternoon, aren't you? Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise him just a minute. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. How many tonight would acknowledge that you're in affliction and tribulation in your life? Raise your hand. Somebody around you, I want, keep them up. Keep your hands up. Those that are around you right there, I want somebody to touch them and pray over them right now. Father, touch these people right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those tonight that are in affliction, tribulation, and trouble that are hurting tonight, dear God. We ask, Father, you give them the grace to bring them through, Lord. Encourage them tonight. Strengthen them, Lord God. Do a mighty work in a mighty God. Touch them tonight, Holy Ghost. Reach out to them. Those that are hurting tonight, Lord. Those that are bound, hurt, God, we ask deliverance. Set them free, Lord. Minister to them tonight, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, reach out to them, mighty God. Set them free, Lord. Set them free, Lord. Encourage them tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 How many in this building has been used by God in the gifts of the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand. How many would admit you haven't been too diligently lately to do it? Keep them up. All right, I want you to ask God to forgive you, and I want you to have a new zeal and a desire to move in God. Will you do that? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord, for not moving in the Spirit as we should have, Lord. Dear God, put a new zeal and a desire in your people tonight. This mighty body, God, to be used. Lord, stir up that gift. Rekindle the fire within, Lord God. Lord God, use them. Use them, God, in diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation, prophecy, faith, working of miracles, gifts of healings. Lord, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, Lord. Use your people. Anoint them, God. Speak, O God, through your people, to your people, God. Anoint them, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to pray over this city right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over Hot Springs. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Ikaramon delibi sita bahaya, rapoko basita bahaya, ratobo kota bahaya, rotobo sita bahaya, ripaboko basita bahaya. In the name of Jesus, Ikora basita bahanda bosia. We bind that thing. We rebuke that thing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You're protected, Lord. Brother Glenn?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. We love all of you in the Lord tonight.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.